AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Because of the BA2 subvariant, coronavirus case numbers are up across the country. Could this be another surge? Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
The 7-day rolling average for daily new cases rose to almost 40,000 this week, up from just over 30,000 2 weeks ago. That's according to Johns Hopkins. But no one expects a peak nearly as high as the last one when the contagious Omicron version of the coronavirus ripped through the population. Experts say a higher level of immunity from vaccinations or past infections is keeping the surge somewhat in check. I'm Shelley Adler.
Case numbers keep rising in China. Police say more than 900 civilian bodies have been discovered in the region surrounding the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, following the withdrawal of Russian forces. Police say it looks like they were simply executed. The Los Angeles Dodgers home opener is today. This is also the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's debut, the first black player in the majors. All players on every team will be wearing Robinson's number 42 in Dodger blue. Robinson's granddaughter, Sonia Pankey, says carrying his legacy forward is the most important job.
We will continue to move forward through the Jackie Robinson Foundation, through our family and our own legacy, to ensure that the children and the next generation understand the commitment, the sacrifice he made to social change.
MLB and the city of New York temporarily renamed 42nd Street and Broadway in New York Jackie Robinson Way. Richard Moore, a South Carolina prisoner scheduled for execution later this month, has chosen to die by firing squad rather than in the electric chair. His attorney asked the state Supreme Court to halt the execution. A state law in South Carolina went into effect last year that set electrocution as the default method and added a firing squad option. This is AP News. Ukraine's Mariupol City Council says residents report Russian troops are digging up bodies and are not allowing new burials.
The statement posted on the Telegram messaging app says that a watchman has been assigned to each courtyard and is preventing Mariupol residents to lay their dead relatives or friends to rest. Where the dug-up bodies are being taken to is unknown. The claim could not be independently verified. Earlier this month, Mariupol's mayor told the AP that Russian forces have brought mobile cremation equipment to the city to dispose of the corpses of victims of the siege. I'm Charles Diladesma.
A central bank official says Nepal is running low on foreign currency reserves needed to import medicines, oil products, cars, and a range of other items, and will run out in 7 months if things don't improve. Nepal's main sources of foreign currency are tourism, remittances from overseas workers, and foreign aid. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.